when they're left alone.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have our spare time for working.
Yeah.
No, there's something right
there. No, I don't need help.
No problem.
All right, well, let's open up this morning with Psalm chapter 2. Today, all of the Psalms have been selected on account of the commemoration of the days of Joram, or Esther's feast, as it is also called. So, some of these we've sang more recently, but they've been put there so that we can keep the sentiment in mind that it is conveyed. Psalm 2.
Why rage the heathen and vain things? Why do the people mine? Kings of the earth do set themselves, and princes are combined. To fight against the Lord and his anointed saying thus, let out the thunder, break their bands, and cast their cords from us. He that in heaven shifts shall laugh, the Lord shall scorn them all. Then shall he speak to them in wrath, in rage he vex them shall. Yet notwithstanding I have him to be my king appointed, and over Zion, holy hill, I have him king anointed. The sure decree I will declare, the Lord hath said to me, thou art mine only son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me and for heritage, the heathen I'll make thine, and for possession I to thee will give earth's utmost mine. Thou shalt as with a weighty rod of iron break them off, and as a potter shall dash them, dash them in pieces small. Now therefore, kings, be wise, be taught, ye judges of the earth, serve God in fear and see that ye join trembling with your mirth. If ye the sun left in his guard, ye perish from the way. If once his wrath begin to burn, bless all that on him stays.
It's easy in a world where you think that this type of thing is not happening to forget that God rules the nations. Christ is actually the one that rules with an iron rod, in the book of Revelation, quoted in Psalm chapter 2. So it's kind of important that when we see the world changing all around us, that we remember something like this. That God is still in control. And he still requires everything from rulers that he's always required. Psalm chapter 20 will be the next psalm on our list.
Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble me doth send, and let the name of Jacob's God be from all ill be. Except thy sacrifice, will joy. In our God's name we will display your banners and the Lord thy prayer will fulfill.
Now
I got his King of Church. He's from his holy heaven. We'll hear him with the saving strength by his own right hand given. In chariots some put confidence, some horses trust upon. But we remember will the name of our Lord God alone. We rise in upright stand when they are bowed down and fall. Deliver, Lord, and let the King us hear when we do call.
So also Psalm 20, the message to carry with that today is this is exactly what Judah did when they were living in the land of Persia that we commemorate today, when they called upon God and put their trust in God and in the leadership of Mordecai and Esther. Well, they fought for their lives on account of the keeping of the commandments that they were being persecuted for. And so, very much so, Psalm 20 corresponds to that exact sentiment. Also, chosen Psalm 31c, which is the very last page of Psalm 31. Which is practically a song against Haman. In part.
Put the lying lips that grievous thing to say, and hard report and pride born on righteous men to lay. How great the goodness thou for them that fear the chiefs in store, and them that trust in thee, the sons of men before. In secret of thy presence thou shalt hide them from and strife. From strife of tongues thou closely shalt as in a tent them hide. All to the Lord, for he hath magnified his wondrous love to me within a city fortified. For from thine eyes cut off I am
Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5 in Leviticus 19, verse 13, but taken from Mark 12, 20-31, where Jesus taught us the same. And again, pay attention to the italics. They're a little bit harder to recognize at this point. And Jesus answered, "The first of all, the greatest commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this,
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these."
They who answer thus answer wisely. For Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest,
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
So it's a very important thing to remember. Also, everyone who has a King James Bible handy, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Where the Deuteronomy, meaning the second giving of the law, the book of Deuteronomy is called the second law, Deuteronomy, in Greek for that, where you will find the Ten Commandments listed. We're going to read out of this for reasons I will explain in Bible study later. But we are going to read Commandment, which is the fourth, and it starts in verse 12, and I will read the first verse and the second, and we will work our way through it in that way. "Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh thy God hath commanded thee.
6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou.
And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand, by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day."
Here again, reading that particular commandment, which will correspond to today's message. Also in our songbook, finish up with the Creed of Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10, which should be Roman numeral 8 at the bottom. And again, all of this is matched to correspond to today's celebration of Purim, or the Feast of Esther, and then to match with what I hope to bring out of it in the Bible study we'll have on that subject. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For this cause,
we love labor and suffer reproach,
because we trust in the living God,
who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe."
So, let's keep that in mind as we move our way in the Bible.
And so I think that's a great place to end off. I hope that that helps end everybody in studying the Bible with our thought. And so if we'll turn to our Bible, our King James Bible, I'd like to have everybody ready for after our next song we're going to sing, have a resuscitation that we do not have in our songbook yet. It's out of 2 Timothy 2:11 through 13. So that we can end our service today off. Let's go to Psalm 18 and for our ending psalm, A and B. 2 Timothy 2. It's a faithful saying that is not recorded in the back of our book, so we will read it directly out of the King James Bible. It's a faithful saying, "For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful and cannot deny himself." Those aren't light words. If we be dead with Christ, we shall live with him. If we suffer, we will reign. That means like kings with him. We deny him, he will deny us. If we are the ones who do not believe, it makes no impact on Christ because he will always be faithful. He can never deny himself. God doesn't depend upon our faith. Our faith depends on God. And so with that, we will close here and going to say a prayer here for our fellowship meal and ending Bible study. Father Yahweh, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the many blessings that we have that we can be thankful for. We thank you for giving us the food that we can celebrate with and enjoy and share with others. We thank you for the food of your word that you give us in every area of our life to encourage us and to empower us to make us the men and women of God that we are supposed to be. Ask you to teach us the lessons that we need to learn, perfect us, and make us complete in Christ. We ask you to teach us to understand and to be more understanding and to let the trying times that come be something we are not afraid of but willing to face if it be for your glory and your kingdom. We ask you to be with us throughout the remainder of the day. Give us a good Sabbath day and give us rest from our labors and give us more instruction as we consider and meditate on your things. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray.